this is weird because I'm so used to my like lead in kicking things off. But anyway, I'm rambling. Hi. Holy shit. How long has it been? It is me, LeVar, your host of this podcast that I named after myself, The Chronicles of LeVaria. Yet again, how many years later? Let's not count. I don't want to think about it. And yeah, I'm back at this because I need to be. Let me move the microphone a little bit. Hopefully it isn't too bad. I hope you've all been great. Hope life's been good for all of you. I've been through quite a few things since the last time I recorded. Also, this podcast has no agenda, so don't expect that I'm going to give you some kind of idea what I'm going to talk about today, because I don't even know. I have a rough idea. But yeah, this is like a podcast that I feel I need to record because, man, oh man, a lot of life has been lived in the last couple of years since I recorded. It's been, what, 2 years, more or less, 2.5? And, man, I've been through a few things, seen a few things, traveled the world a little bit. And, man, I have a lot to talk about. So, let's start this by saying Happy Easter. This is the weekend of Easter in 2024. Hopefully you all who celebrate Easter are able to have a good time with your family and get out and enjoy the good weather. I feel like out in D.C. right now, the weather's, like, decent. Ooh, that is loud. That is my laptop. That is all kinds of loud. Like a little bit. Hopefully my laptop in the background isn't too loud. I have to move it back a little bit. It's like having a crisis of temperature right now. Anyway, so this podcast I'm recording is coming off of me having a couple of personal things I've gone through that have shaped my my perspective on life quite a bit, and I realized that I need to talk about some stuff I've been through just because it's affected me a lot more than I thought it would. If you know me, you know, I go between being like unbelievably quiet, not talking about anything for a long time, and then all of a sudden like is an explosion of emotion and all the feelings come out all at once. And this is the latter. I've been through some shit that has really, really put me in a fucked up headspace. So I'm going to talk about it. uncomfortable laughter. Oh no. So, to kick things off. So, I don't know who out there has ever been through, breakup. I'm sure you all have. I'd hope so. With the breakup, I don't know how many people have been through, like, severe heartbreak. Like, very, very devastating, like, hard heartbreak. You know, I feel like when I had first gone through it, it gave me a good perspective on people's humanity, you know. When you lose someone that you're close with, there's a certain vulnerability that you experience as a result. And you know, I can't say that I'm, you know, I'm not, you know, the perfect boyfriend, I'm not the perfect person to date. I've definitely broken a couple hearts in my past and I'm not proud of it. But I hadn't really gone through that to the point where like the breakup that I experienced was something that affected me on such a deep level that it made me kind of see myself in a different light. Like, it completely shifted my perspective on life as a result. And I think, man, it's affected me way more than I thought it would. I am not the same person, and I'm trying to work through that shit. So to give you some perspective, I'm sure that you've known me or seen me with, you know, probably seen me with different girls at different points. Not too frequently, hopefully, but I was dating someone last year for a little bit, and we had a very serendipitous way of meeting each other. We met very organically in the most DC way possible at Tilt, if you know anything about Tilt, all y'all out there. I know some of y'all know about that shit. Met there, hit it off, had a really great conversation, and just kind of grew close, you know? She lived right next door to my place, where I live now, and we just, like, hit it off, and without going into too much detail, there were some like ups and downs. There was some drama with the girl. There was all, you know, DC's a small city, so everyone knows everybody. But that was, you know, anyone who's listening and knows what I'm talking about, like, that's not really, that didn't have as big of an impact as you may think it had. Nick, you know, I'm going to stop talking to these girls. Y'all need to stop doing that shit. Like, real talk. Anyway. No, so we went through this whole phase of dating, and the part of growing apart that was so tough was that I had to be the person to break it off. I had to be the person to look at it and go, this isn't going to go in the direction that I would like for it to go. She can't meet me halfway. Like, she can't get herself to the position where she would need to be comfortable enough to, for this to be like an actual thing. And there was just like, there was a big age gap too. There was a lot going on. I'm like rambling, but, essentially, you know, I had a really good relationship with somebody and I had to be the one to break it off. And, I kind of realized that, having to do that has affected me a lot, quite a bit. Because I guess the realization that, like, someone that you want to be with just isn't, like, a good fit both ways. And realizing that, having to do that has made, I'm trying to gather my thoughts here. It put me in a position where I had to kind of take something out of my life that I really wanted, that I valued quite a bit. A sense of comfort, a sense of like being heard and noticed, someone that like genuinely I felt I could be myself around. And knowing that I had to be the person to actually take that from myself to like end it, really hurt me pretty bad. Pretty fucking bad. So, you know, I go through that, and man, I had to go through a phase of like looking at videos and trying to read to make sense of how to get over heartbreak. Like, that shit sucked. And something I kind of realized today is that having gone through that made me wall myself off, probably subconsciously, in the way that in the sense that instead of being so open and sharing myself and just talking from the heart, I started to just recess and focus on work and, you know, kind of turn away from people on an emotional level because of how much it hurt. You know, I had my friends that were there for me. Shouts to Emily. You were, like, awesome. Sarah, too. Love y'all. Tim, Zach, everybody. Y'all been great, man. Joe, everybody. Y'all are the homies for real, man. Having gone through that, like, I walled myself off, you know? I didn't, like, open up as much about how much I was affected by it. I just kind of turned away from people. And then, shit, man, later on, earlier this year, my buddy Jagger, passed away. And, that was rough. Oh, man. So I used to play rugby for the Washington Irish. It's a club rugby team in DC. And, I had a great time with those guys, man. Played with them, learned how to play the sport, learned about, you know, 15s and 7s, got out there with the guys, practiced with them, you know? Oh, man, shit sucks. This shit sucks, man. So, on the team, there was this guy that we all knew. His name was Jagger. He was probably the best player we had. Even till, like, to this day, I think he might have been the best guy that ever joined the team. He was such a beast, man. He was so talented. Man, that dude was fucking great. And he, in a lot of ways, like he was emblematic of who we were as people, you know, like he represented the best of us. He was like passionate. He was incredibly athletic. He like loved the camaraderie of being on the team. He was always like there to help cheer us on, to keep us like engaged. Like he was I love Jagger, man. He was such a good guy. Such a good dude. And after I stopped playing with him for a little bit, I would see him out. You know, DC is a small city. So I'd go to places that I've been to frequently and I'd see him out and I would like, you know, chop it up like, yo, what's up, Jagger? You know, dap him up, say what's up. Never really got to a point where I got to know him personally on like a deep level. Unfortunately, that's probably one thing I regret is not really getting to know him better. But, you know, randomly back in January, I'm out with friends on a Thursday. If you know me, I don't really go out on Thursdays that often. Probably once a month, you know. Go out on a Thursday, and my boy Frank, who shares my birthday, shouts to Frank, March 5th represent, he throws out this idea of going to this place that I would never have thought to go to on a Thursday. We go out to Capo, and we walk in, you know, it's pretty, kind of slow, you know, it's Capo, dark, you know, it's cool spot, it's kind of quiet, and no later than maybe 15 minutes of being there, Jagger walks in. I'm like, yo, Jag, what's up, man? You know, walk over, say what's up to him. And I just got a chance to talk to him. And he told me some of what he was going through. And he had been dealing with depression. And I don't want to like air too much of his stuff out, but he was dealing with some issues with suicide, and I didn't know anything about it. Didn't know what to say. Just like how it's getting to me now, like it was, I'm in the back of Kappa fucking crying my eyes out, trying not to show anybody. It fucked me up, man. I didn't know what to do, you know? I didn't know what to do. And we got like one last moment. We took a couple photos. You know, we all tried to reach out to him the best we could. And then I found out 2 days later, he had passed away. And that was a lot. That was a lot. Last thing he texted me was, I love you, bro. You know what I mean? Like, so having gone through that stuff, it like, I've been dealing with some like some serious pain, and I didn't know how to talk about it. I didn't know how to talk about it, you know? Because I felt like from the breakup till Jack passing away, there's this feeling that I couldn't articulate just how bad I was feeling, and it's like metastasized. It's like gotten so bad now that like I gotta do something about it. Like, as you can tell, I'm recording a podcast in 2 years, like shit fucked me up. So I guess the point of why I'm even doing this is to, one, kind of share some of what I've been through in the hopes that someone out there has someone that understands if you've been through some stuff. You know, if you need to talk to me about what you're going through, I'm an open book, you know. You can call me up, hit me up, I'll make time for you. But also I think just for myself, like, I started this podcast back in 2020 during COVID, and that was rough, you know? And the main reason why I did it was to help get some of my thoughts out and to help me process what I was going through at the time, and have my friends on and help them kind of talk through what they were going through too, and just kind of like have something in my life that I like enjoyed having. And I think that's one reason why I'm kind of thankful that I did that today, because I can now tap into it again, you know? Yeah, I, you know, when I say it, like, when I tell the story, like, I feel like it's so simple. It's like, oh, I went through a breakup, my friend passed away. Like, I kind of have this habit of doing the things I go through, you know. I try to suppress it and act like it's not really going on, but if you know me, man, like, if you know me well, I guess, you know, shout out to my boy Sebastian, he's been a great friend to me through all this shit. If you know me, like, I've been kind of removed, I've kind of stepped away from a lot of things, and it's just because I haven't been able to articulate some of what I've been going through, you know. I've been internalizing it, you know. I went back to my therapist, and it's even hard to tell him what I'm going through, because it's like, the feelings that I feel are like, it's like I feel like I after the breakup, it's almost like I felt like I wasn't worthy of having someone care for me after that because of how much it hurt. And then my buddy passing away in the way he did, God rest his soul, made me feel like I connected with his depression. I understood it, you know. I didn't, obviously, we're not the same people. He had gone through some heavy stuff. He opened up to me a little bit about what he was going through, and he had his own demons, you know. But to know that feeling of, like, feeling alone, feeling like your back's up against the wall and you have nowhere to turn, like, people can't hear you, that kind of thing, like, I feel that. I feel that right now. And I'm trying to articulate that and have a constructive way of dealing with it, I think, because I don't want to keep myself in a bad headspace because it doesn't serve me well. So it's a lot of heavy shit. Sorry for the, you know, the fucking drop on the mood here, but goddamn, your boy has been going through it lately, and man, I'm trying to deal with it. But anyway, hopefully, if you actually listen to this, I don't know if people still listen to shit, but if you actually listen to this, I hope you, you know, give people compassion where you can, because you never really know what they're going through. You know, it's easy to kind of get caught up in our own world and think that we're the most important person walking around, but sometimes it's good to just, like, take pause and listen, you know, just pay attention. Do something kind for someone else, you know, be selfless, be giving. Those kinds of things really make a big impact on other people. And, you know, life's hard, you know, people go through a lot of stuff. This is just my little bit for this little bit of time that I'm going through it. But I know people have all kinds of trauma, all kinds of bad things they've been through. And to not have the compassion to at least let people know that they're heard, or at least, like, I shouldn't say it like that. I should say, like, we should be able to have space for people, because at some point we're going to need it too, you know? So that's kind of the hope of why I even talked about this, is just to kind of, like, articulate and get it out of my head. And hopefully someone else out there, this helps someone else out there. But yeah, the transition out of this somber topics, I should say. Man, let's go back. Shit, since I recorded, I'm trying to think of what I even did. Last podcast I recorded was with Elvin back in 2021. We went to Portugal, we came back, and we had a good time out there. Man, since then, what happened? 2020, 2022 and 23. Shit, there's a lot that happened. So, man, I made it out to Park City, Utah for the first time in 2022 to go snowboard, and had a blast. Shouts to Shalom. Got that documented on my IG. That was a great time. We went out there for a little excursion, and fucking Shalom shows up, and he shows up. So we go out, like, the first couple of nights. And Shalom's like, oh, I'm, like, trying to commit, like, Shalom, we need to go skiing, we need to hit the mountain, let's get out there. He's like, dude, no, we don't, let's go out, man, let's go out, let's have a good time. I'm like, Shalom, we need to hit the mountain. And this fool doesn't get on the mountain until the last day, Shalom, you wait until the last day to get out there, dude, come on, man. But no, it was a great time. Like, we had a really good time out there, met some people. It was the first time I had met somebody that like had the like the coldest flex, like the coldest flex, but it was so low key. So we were at this spot. It's like this like outdoor bar, and there's this dude who had a McLaren vest on, and I was like, oh, word, because I was thinking, you know, he's like a F1 fan, right? This is a McLaren vest on, and I'm like, oh, what's up, dude? Like, you're a fan of F1? He's like, no, I own a McLaren. I'm like, oh, word. Oh, cool. That's fucking cool. But no, that whole like interaction was so cool. Like we were there with his him and his wife and like a friend. Funny enough, the friend that they were with grew up in my neighborhood back in Rockville. Like she grew up in the same neighborhood, and they were just the coolest, man. Like they really made me feel like, and this isn't like a knock on them, like, but real shit, like they made me feel like getting old doesn't have to feel like you're getting old. Like they were, you know, they had kids and all kinds of life that they lived before that, but just to see like the energy they had being out there and to be so willing to just like be out and have a good time, drink and chop it up with people, like I'm like, okay, cool. Like just because you get old doesn't mean you have to like sit inside and be like, you know, remove yourself from the world, you know. So that was a great time. Then I went back to Park City last year. Went on a solo trip, had a blast, man. Holy crap, that was a good trip. Just like spent 4 or 5 days on the mountain, you know, just tearing it up. And yeah, Park City has a warm spot in my heart. Love that place. If you've never been, it's the coolest. They have the Sundance Festival happens out there every year. So it's like summertime's like Sundance, and then you know ski season during the winter. So it's a cool spot. They have a freaking Banksy on one of the walls out there. Apparently they have like multiple Banksys out there where I guess they like he had come for some film that he was in or some film about him one year. And he just went through the town, just like painted shit. And he had painted a mural on the side of a barn. And I don't know if they like saved it or what happened to it, but like that was there. And then apparently in the parking garage at one of the places out there, he had painted, and still there, as far as I know, he painted another mural on a parking space, like on the wall down the parking garage, which is super cool. So yeah, there's a lot of culture out there. Really fun place. Like honestly, it's like a second home. I love that place out there. Let me see if I can do it. Then I went to Portugal again last year for my good friends, Tim and Sarah's wedding. Old Timmy and Sarah, they finally got married out in Portugal last year, and we all went as a group. A couple homies from back home, Zach and Joe and I were all in the wedding, and it was great, man. That was such a good trip, you know, like being out with those guys, seeing the country, you know, going out, just you know, living it up out there. It was great. Beautiful wedding, you know. I'm still waiting to see if still waiting on the video, Sarah. Still want to see those. But no, it was great. It was wonderful. Not a lot to talk about with that as a wedding, you know. It's like a lot of this and that, a lot of coordinating, traveling, and all that. It's just a lot. It was hectic for a little bit there, but knocked it out of the park. Had a great ceremony, had a great reception. It was just beautiful. It's a great time, and was really proud to be a part of that wedding. Love those guys, man. Yeah, and just like other stuff. So I went to Dreamforce. If anyone knows what Dreamforce is, so. This is probably the one thing I should have led with so people actually heard it. So I started a consulting company last year. It's called CloudPoint Consulting. I'm sure you've seen me wear the t-shirts and the hats all over the place because I wear them all the time. But I started a consulting company. I do Salesforce and project management. And I went out to Dreamforce, which is Salesforce's big annual conference out in San Francisco. And just to give you an idea, so Salesforce, if you've never heard of it, is a CRM, which is a customer relationship management platform. Essentially, it's a database that you can put your information in for your business. So you can basically run your business through this this system through, you know, sending automations for things like emails. You can create cases for customer service items. You can have a sales flow. You can have marketing content. There's like an endless amount of things you can do with Salesforce. Literally, they have a website called the App Exchange, and people create software to install into Salesforce for literally anything you can think of. They're like crypto apps. There's like project management apps, there's real estate apps, there's like an endless amount of things that you can do with Salesforce. And having worked in the industry for 10 years, I wanted to start my own business, always wanted to do it, and jumped on it. And so now I have a consulting company, and it's been going pretty well. I've enjoyed it quite a bit. One of my clients is a good friend of mine, and just like, you know, actively networking, trying to find new clients. So if anyone needs help, a shameless plug, reach out to me and let me know if you need a Salesforce help. But aside from that, last year I went out to Dreamforce, and that was cool. That was really cool. So the one thing that I will never, there are two things actually, I'll never forget about that conference, right? So going to it, I went there solo, you know, just rolled up, wanted to experience it. First Dreamforce, it was really cool. But I get there, and the conference is so big, and it's so pretty. It's like a beautiful, like the way they laid out the conference room or the convention room is incredible. There's like neon lights and all these like big vendor tents. Like it's a gorgeous conference. And I almost drank the Kool-Aid at it. I walk in, and there's the big keynote speech event going on, and Mark Benioff is on stage, and he's doing his Mark Benioff thing, being super cool. Like, oh, yeah, like, Salesforce is great. You should be on Salesforce. Come use Salesforce. And I'm going through this, and, like, I'm in the crowd, so I had met a couple people at the hotel that I'm staying at, and we went and just, like, watched it, and I swear, there was a moment. Mind you, I'm there representing my company, like, myself, right? And I'm there, and there was a moment where I'm watching this keynote, and in the back of my mind, I'm like, I could do this. This is cool. I like this. I want to be a part of all of this stuff. And, like, it took me a second, but as I'm watching the keynote, I realize that it's, like, overly produced corporate nonsense. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, let me fall back. Like, let me not get so caught up in this shit and, you know, become a lemming for this company. Like, let me actually remind myself where I am and what I'm actually doing here. And that is to say, right, so later than the conference, they give you this schedule of different events you can sit in on. You know, it's like, you know, they're like a bajillion of them going on, different places all over the place. It's like the main conference room is one adjacent. It's huge. It's massive. Bunch of big buildings and all kinds of talks going on all week. And I had one goal in mind. Well, two, really, but one was to take a test to help me get partnered with the company as a consulting company. And I took the test, knocked it out, did what I needed to do. But after that, I was like, I need to learn about being a partner with Salesforce. Tell me what I need to know so I can, like, be a good partner for you guys. So I'm looking through the agenda. Mind you, literally there's like hundreds per day. It's just a massive list of different events. And I'm looking through it, looking for anything. I'm, like, searching partner, anything related to it. And I'm like, I don't see anything, right? There is one event. There was one event for partnerships. And it was at the end of the conference on the last day in the farthest conference room in the back. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, they did everything they could to just, like, acknowledge that this is a thing and then just like slide it all into the side. Like it was wild. Like I'm looking at this thing as I'm leaving the main room to like check out or whatever. I'm like, you know, leaving the conference. They're like waving goodbye as I'm walking to the event. It was wild, but went there, networked a little bit. It was worth my time. It was actually a good thing to attend, but man, that was crazy. That was crazy. But yeah, no, it was a good time. It was a good experience overall. I went to Coachella last year, which was a really good time. Shouts to Jared and Callie. Y'all y'all did what you could to help foster your boy through that. But, you know, mind you, as Jared likes to remind me all the goddamn time that you can't really use your phone on Coachella because, you know, people. But we saw them walking up as we're walking into the festival. We see them walking up. And then we see them like one other time after that. So it was fun, man. It was a really good time. You know, wanted to go this year, but couldn't make it out. It's cool. I'll find another time to go. But yeah, it was special. That's an amazing event. The way I tell people is like, if you see on that schedule an artist, on that like list that you want to go see, just like go. Just go to it, check them out. Everyone that goes to see the artists out there like loves those artists. Like they make an effort to go travel to see them because it's like a once in a lifetime kind of place to see them play, unless like, you know, they're huge or whatever. But like I saw Jai Paul. Jai Paul is this this artist who had made this underground like album like years ago, and it was kind of experimental, but it never got released officially. And at some point, the album got leaked by someone for whatever reason, and the dude just like fell off the face of the earth. Like no one had heard anything from him. He hadn't. He put out no music, mind you. This album that he had gotten leaked took off. Like people listened to this album. Like it changed underground music. I forgot the name of it, but you'll see it. Like it's the one album that he has on like Spotify, but like changed underground music. If you listen to it, you can hear like the influence of what his sound was across like a bunch of different artists. But he played his first show at last year's Coachella. His first show ever was there, and dude was just ripping it. It was so cool. Like it was surreal, like hearing these songs, and I'm like, oh shit, like he's actually performing. And then for Labyrinth set, Labyrinth came out, and Zendaya did a song with him, which was trippy. It was super, like, I'm like, who is that? Like, who's that? Like, it's Zendaya. Like, oh, that's cool. You know, but it was awesome, man. I had a great time. Bit of a logistical nightmare, not gonna lie. You get stuck out there, and you're stuck in line for, like, 2 hours trying to go home. Like, it's a pain in the ass, but minus all of that, it was actually a really cool event. What else did I do? Went to Vegas. Shit, went to Vegas last year. Went to Vegas for Tim's bachelor party. And, man, that was a great time. Just all the different stuff we did out there. The one thing that I definitely came back with really loving was the... we did the exotic car racing thing on, like, on the track. And, man, that is... That was easily probably one of the top five things I've ever done in my life. If you ever get a chance to go to an actual track, not like the parking lot ones, but like go to an actual track and pick your car, go through the whole process, please do it. It is the coolest thing. You know, you're driving these like supercars around this track and you're like learning how to take corners and you're feeling the G-forces as you turn into corners and, you know, you hear the engine just like, shout at you as you like accelerate. It is the coolest thing. So please get a chance, go do that if you have any interest in it at all. Just go, please. But yeah, man, it's like a quick rundown of my last year. The year before that, there was all kinds of shit. I'm not even gonna go into 2022. Whatever, talk about it another time. But yeah, I'm gonna keep this one short. I needed to get this out. Been through some things that needed to articulate a little bit, and glad I did. And I'm pretty much now committed to recording. I have to now record regularly because what the hell? So you put these out more often, then I'll have a bit more organization around them moving forward. But man, just need to get this out. This is a necessary show, and any feedback you have is well appreciated. But yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else to talk about. Nope, that's it. Cool. I'm wrapping up. Love y'all. Be easy. Take